Turn, if you will, to Exodus 28. We've been dealing with this series of the garments of glory and how these garments are a picture of Christ. Really, there's a lot of things that are types and shadows and imagery of Jesus Christ in your Old Testament. And here in Exodus, the Exodus itself helps us understand the power of Jesus. The whole book shows us the power of Christ to deliver His people. The ark that we read about shows us about the provision of Jesus, how the Lord provided a way through Jesus Christ. The tabernacle itself shows us the very path to Jesus. In the tabernacle, there was only one door. And may I say, there's only one way to heaven, and His name is Jesus. The furniture was laid out in the shape of a cross, which Jesus died on a cross. It was there at the tabernacle that the sacrifice was offered for the deliverance of sin and forgiveness of sin. And now we've come to these garments, and these garments, each one of them is a picture of Jesus and shows us of the very character of Christ and the personality of Christ spiritually as He relates to you and I. Now, I've dealt with a few things already, but I want to look at this beginning with verse 36 today. Verse 36 of chapter 28 of Exodus. Exodus 28, 36. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it like the engravings of a signet. And this is what he wanted engraved on it. Holiness to the Lord. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace that it may be upon the mitre. Upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead that they may be accepted before the Lord. Well, now that's a strange statement concerning this particular item that we're looking at, which is the headdress. And I'm looking at the mitre in particular. Now, some of these words are a little different, and I hope to explain them to you, because we don't see dress like this today. And some of these words even are really old English. And because it related to times where they understood, we may not understand it, but it helps us when we look at it to understand Christ better. When we think about the priesthood, Moses has now given the command for everything that Aaron, the high priest, the first high priest, needed, and he has been dressed completely all the way down to his feet. He has provided the command of God to give him everything he needs in the ephod, in the robes, in the linen garments. He's now dressed to foot, and now we find out that when he begins to consecrate or set apart Aaron for the priesthood in Leviticus chapter 8 and verse 9, Moses says this, and he put the mitre upon his head, also upon the mitre, even upon the forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. So now he's dealing with the head. And that's an important thing to look at, because a lot of the problems that we have always seems to revolve around the battle of our mind and the things that we think. So God is showing us He's even made a way through Christ, because Christ had a mind of holiness to the Lord to teach us how to have the right mind when we face anything. A lot of you today are facing things that I can't stand here and tell you the reasons why, or the timing of God, or the way that it's moved and happened at this time in your life. But I can promise you this much, that the Lord knows it all, and He's holy in what He does, and He makes no mistakes. You can understand that, and He's going to take care of all of it. So when we look at some of these words, we'll have to understand them to really grasp what he's trying to say. The first thing I call your attention to is the word mitre. Now that word mitre is really a word that we would use today similar to that is turban. It means in the Hebrew to roll or wind around, giving the concept of a turban. So the mitre means that it was a turban. It was wrapped with a band of blue lace or cord, and it was an integral part of this medallion or golden plate that sat upon it. When we look at the golden plate, it simply means medallion. You could probably think of it better as a medallion. So you have a turban, and it has a medallion on it that says, Holiness to the Lord. In addition to that, we also see there is a holy crown that Moses placed upon Aaron's turban in addition to that. And that simply means that it is a consecrated crown. So he's not only showing him as a priest, but he's showing him in the form of royalty as well. Jesus is not only our priest, but he is also our high priest, but also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When they would make this turban, now the Word of God doesn't clarify exactly how that they would do it, but the Talmud tells us, which is the ancient Jewish writings, that it always had exactly 8 yards of material in it. 8 meaning new beginning. When you end a week of 7 days, you start the 8th day, it's new beginnings. When you get to the place where a child was to be circumcised in the Old Testament, the male children, they were circumcised on the 8th day. The 8th day is always a picture of new beginnings. And what he's saying is that all of the new beginnings start with the mind of God. Everything that God had in mind for us, and everything new that God has in mind for us, it is something that is portrayed to us through the holiness to the Lord. So here we have the very mind of God. Isn't it good to know that God has new things in store for us? In fact, the Bible says when we get to heaven, all things will be made new. You'll have a new body. You'll have a new name. You'll have a new home. You'll have a new land. You'll have a new country. You'll see new things. There'll be new places. It'll be new because there's no sickness. There's no death. There's no heartache. There's no sorrow. There's no curse. He said, Behold, I make all things new. We'll have a new body. Nothing will ever age. Nothing will ever wear out. You'll never get tired. You'll never have battles. All things become new. Why? Because holiness to the Lord. We ought to say we serve a holy God, that while we go through things here now, the best is yet to come for the child of God, because he had us in mind when Jesus came and died. He was thinking of you and I and all the world that had sinned, to have a way to God. All things made new. On the day that Aaron was consecrated, God took time to emphasize a principle. Consecration is impossible without sanctification. Now, while most denominations and most teaching wants to interchange the two really are not interchangeable. Even though sometimes we define them maybe incorrectly, but the truth is, he was saying you cannot be set apart for holiness until you are set apart in holiness. So what he was saying is, the holiness is in the Lord. And just because the Lord is holy doesn't mean that we shouldn't be holy. And that's what we should strive for. And the mind is the thing that directs us in steps of holiness. Romans 8:5 puts it this way. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Do you know what he's saying? They mind. If your mind is of the flesh, that's where your mind will be. If it's of the Spirit, that's where your mind will be. And what you choose to do and what you choose not to do with your mind is what you'll follow through with your actions. So he's stressing to us, we must first represent ourselves before the Lord before we can represent the Lord to others. And that's what he's trying to tell Aaron in this principle that he's teaching and preaching from the Word of God. And sometimes I hear this phrase. I've seen some people, you've heard it too. I've seen some people that's so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. How many of you have heard that? You be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. The truth of the matter is, the more heavenly minded you become, the more earthly useful you can be to God. You can't be too heavenly minded. Because the more your mind is on heaven and the more your mind is on Christ, the more like Christ we want to be. And the more like Christ we want to show others as well. You see, without our mind being on heaven and without our mind being on Christ, all we would look at is the things around us. Wouldn't it be terrible today in Rubyville Church if all we had to look around us and see what's happened this week, if that's all there is to it? But the fact we know heaven is sweeter by the ones that's already there, that changes our attitude now, because we know even though they're there, we can go too. So really, you're more useful in an earthly sense when you're more heavenly minded. The more my mind stays on Him, the better off I think that I am. And Jesus is trying to tell us that anything that we do for Him, we ought to think about heaven as we do it. I noticed something. I don't have time to read all the scriptures to you today. But when Moses was consecrating Aaron, placing this turban on his head, through the whole event, if you'll go back to Leviticus and read the whole event, something I noticed through all of that. He put the garment on him. He puts this turban on his head. But he never did put anything in his hands. I got you thinking now, don't I? Why? Because everything that he touched, the high priest, even though he had the ability to get it himself, he depended on others to bring that to him. And when they brought that to him, he had nothing in his hands to give them. But what he did have was holiness to the Lord on his forehead. So everything that was given to him was sanctified by the holiness to the Lord. So when he was standing there, he had no sacrifice. He didn't bring the sacrifice. The people brought the sacrifice. And when they brought the sacrifice to him, when they were handling the sacrifice, it had no meaning. But when it touched his hands, when it was given to him, because of the holiness to the Lord, because of the words that was written there, because of what the word said, what he touched became sanctified as well when it was given to him. Do you know something? Everything you give to God will be sanctified and touched by God. And it won't happen because of who you are or who I am. It's because of His Word, which is holy. His person, which is holy. His ability to do all things. All the holiness rests on the Lord. And when we give it to Him, He takes what we could not do by ourselves and turns it around for His glory.
I'm not going to embarrass anyone, so please don't turn red-faced, or people will know who you are if you're in the crowd today. One of our young people had been searching for a job. And they just didn't want a job, they wanted the job. And while they were coming around receiving an offering for one of the groups, we don't ask people to do that. People do that as they feel led by the Lord through this pandemic to help people that's in ministry. And you should never feel bad if God doesn't lead you. You're okay. Don't worry about it. But here they were wanting to give to the Lord. And they had a little bit of money, but it was all of their money. So they brought it and put it in the offering. And you know what happened? They got the job they wanted, which will give them more money than what they put in. See, it's nothing until we put it in His hands. My life means nothing until I put it in the hands of God. My life will only go as far as my days until I put it in His hands. And when it's in His hands, then it's in safekeeping. And that means since He lives forever, if I give my life to Him, then my life is in His hands and I live forever. Holiness to the Lord. He was prepared to do the right thing for the Lord. But I want you to think about it. When we do not present things in His hand and try to do it through our hand, we're in trouble. King Uzziah is a perfect example of that. He was from the tribe of Judah. The priests did not come from the tribe of Judah. They came from the tribe of Levi. And he decided to go into the golden altar and offer up incense. And he usurped the higher place. And he went in, and immediately 80 of these priests with the high priest stood up against King Uzziah and threw the king out. Thank God for some people that won't change the word of God. They're saying you can't do that. Well, long story short, King Uzziah died. But what did he die from? He was smitten with disease from God because he got things in the wrong order. You'll always be fine as long as you keep all the glory for God. But if you turn it around and make the glory for yourself instead of the glory for God, you'll be in trouble. So he commits it to the Lord. That crown was fastened. We read it today. It was fastened. It was bound. In that, so everything we look at, it's fastened. The shoulder pieces, fastened. The ephod, fastened. The robe that came down, it was bound, it was fastened. There was a hem, fastened. And now he's got this medallion, fastened. It was the thing that held it all together. Can I tell you something? There's some things the safest place you could ever put it is in the hands of God. But if we fail to give it to God and leave it in His hands, then we're going to fight battles all the days of our life. When they looked at that medallion, two things they saw. First, it was a public acknowledgement that the high priest had been set apart unto God. Second of all, it was a public announcement that what he was doing didn't release them as a people for what they had to do. So what he's saying, I'm doing my part, but you still have to do your part. It's not enough if one person in this church lives for the Lord. We all need to live for the Lord. Now, the high priests of that day weren't perfect. And the praise and worship they gave, it didn't come because they were perfect. Well, how did that become perfect? Because of what was written on that golden plate. The Word made it perfect. God took imperfect people in the Old Testament and perfected them by His Word. Because no high priest that lived, earthly high priest, was perfect. But then our heavenly high priest came. Perfect in all ways. No sin. No error. Nothing was wrong. And he said, if you want to be successful in your Christian life, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Holiness to the Lord. Holiness doesn't mean that it's always something that feels good. Holiness doesn't mean that it's something that's always convenient. But holiness to the Lord means it's always acceptable to God. The ephod, we saw how much that Jesus carries us. In the breastplate, we saw how much Jesus cares for us because we're on His heart all the time. In the robe, we saw how Jesus comes to us. Because He represents us. But now,
in this turban, we see how Jesus changes us. Everything changed. Everything changed when it was presented as the holiness to the Lord. The Lord's concerned about changing us. Sometimes we need a change. The beginning of this year, this new year, it's a good time for us to come and say, Lord, I want this year to be different for me. I want this year to be a year where the people can know what I'm doing. I'm doing because it's holy to you. Set apart to you.